We continue the Shiur in Navi, Jewish history. Last Shiur, if you recall, we had a story which we closed on. The story spoke about Sheva ben Bichri, who rebelled against David HaMelech, against King David, and he tried to get the Jews to follow him. Instead, King David sent his armies out against Sheva ben Bichri, especially Yoav. Yoav was the commander-in-chief of King David's armies. Yoav was the greatest general, perhaps, of all time, the most powerful, the most potent in battle. Then he pursued Sheva ben Bichri to the city of Avila. There, he was trapped. This was a walled city. He went into the city. The people there apparently protected Sheva ben Bichri. Yoav came to the city. He began to attack the wall of the city. Attack means that he would crash through the wall and kill every person in that city, thereby being certain that he would have killed Sheva ben Bichri. Now, the fate of that city seemed doomed. Every Jew in that city, it would appear, would be doomed to die. There was one woman, a chachoma, a very wise woman in that city, who approached Yoav from the top of the wall. She spoke to him, and Yoav listened very intently. Could you picture a commander-in-chief, a powerful general, who fears no man, who fears no army, who the Torah says could take on an entire army of Philistines single-handedly and defeat them? Here comes a woman, and Yoav stops the battle to listen to the words of this woman. What kind of power did this woman have? Isha Chachama, a wise woman. The Gemara says this was no ordinary woman. This woman was a very, very old woman, extremely aged. She was the daughter of one of Yaakov Avinu's sons, Yaakov Avinu's granddaughter. Imagine how old she was now. In fact, she lived longer than any other woman in history. Her name was Sarach Bas Usher. She said to Yoav, "Let me speak to you, because what I have to say is important, and I have a knowledge, the wisdom that is necessary to solve this problem. Just as I played an important role in past history." She was famous for a number of items. For one thing, she was the one who notified Yaakov Avinu that his son Yosef HaTzadik was still alive. One important act of shlichus, carrying such tidings. Secondly, she was the one who notified Moshe Rabbeinu where the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik was. The Jews had to leave Egypt, and they were sworn to take the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik to Eretz Yisrael, to bury him there. But they had been slaves for 210 years. No one in that generation knew where the coffin was buried. So there was only one alive from the previous time who knew where they had placed the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik. This was Sarach Bas Usher. Told Moshe Rabbeinu about this. He acquired the coffin, and he carried it with him that night when they left. The next morning, he left Egypt onto the desert. During the entire 40 years, he guarded the coffin himself. And then finally, when Yeshua took the Jews into Israel, they carried the coffin and buried it in the city of Shechem. Those who visited the cave of Yosef HaTzadik in the city of Shechem, that's where he was buried. This was the work of Sarach Bas Usher, who notified Moshe Rabbeinu of the coffin's whereabouts. Now she said to Yoav, "I seek peace for the Jews. Wouldn't you like to have the same? Is it fair that for the sake of one man, you want to kill thousands of innocent Jewish men, women, and children?" And Yoav stopped short and said, "You're right. Of course not. Chas v'sholom. Why should I spill the blood of any Jew? I ask only one man. I ask for Sheva ben Bichri, the rebel who tried to take away the kingdom from King David. He deserves death. He is the one that I want. If you surrender him, then we will leave you in peace. No one will be harmed." So she said, "Wait here. I will bring him to you." She went to speak to the elders of that city. And the Pasuk says that she brought out the head of Sheva ben Bichri, handed this to Yoav, and he left. That was the end of the battle. She saved the city. That's all the Pasuk says, but the Gemara says it wasn't that simple. It was a very big problem. A big, an important meeting had to take place. This Gemara, the Yerushalmi, states that they were confronted with a major problem. Confronted with a question in Hebrew law. Here, they had a demand There was demand being made for the people of the city to surrender a Jew. No matter what kind of a Jew he was still a Jew. Surrender a Jew to his death. There is a Mishnah which states that if the enemy orders a city of Jews to surrender one Jew, or the entire city will be wiped out, then the rule is that the entire city must die rather than to save themselves at the cost of the life of one Jew. This is a clearly set law in the Talmud. Now, the second din states, though, that if the enemy demands a certain Jew, if they name that person, then it's different. In other words, they say, we don't want a Jew, give us one Jew, you decide which one dies, we're telling you which one we want. Give us that one, otherwise we'll kill all of you. Then, the Mishnah says, they may surrender that one, because what do they gain by not releasing him? If they do not surrender that Jew, the one that's being demanded, then the enemy will break inside, and they'll kill that Jew plus the rest of the Jews there. They do surrender him. They're not doing any harm to him because he would have died anyhow, and so they are permitted to surrender this Jew. Now, on that Mishnah, there is a debate in the Gemara, Yerushalmi. Two rabbis debate this point. Where do we get this information from, that you may surrender a Jew if his name is submitted? The Gemara says from this story. Because Yoav demanded a certain person, Sheva ben Bichri. Then it was permissible to surrender him because the name was given. However, the question now arises, if the enemy says, no matter who the enemy is, give us this man and you're all free, is that man to be surrendered if he is actually innocent of any crime? Could you hand over an innocent person to the enemy, or must that person be guilty of a crime which deserves a death penalty? In this case, the case of Sheva ben Bichri, we find that he deserved a death penalty because he had rebelled against the king, the revolutionist, for which the penalty is death. Although there's no such law in the Torah, but it was a law of the land, law of the kingdom, Din de Malchusa. The one who rebels against the king is supposed to get a death penalty. So that too is a law which must be obeyed, and therefore in this case, they were permitted to surrender Sheva ben Bichri because he deserved a death penalty anyhow. But what if the person, not Sheva ben Bichri, not a person, would have been demanded with the name given, could the people in the city surrender that person? The debate is, Rish Lakish says they could not surrender any person unless the person deserved death. And Yechonon says that the person could be surrendered if his name is submitted, though he does not deserve a death penalty, because of the reason given previously. The fact that his life could not be spared anyhow, he might as well spare the lives of the rest of the people. So in Halacha, we find that the Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, the Din states, the Din is like Rish Lakish, that you are allowed to surrender this person only if he deserves a death penalty. Back to this case, though, this Isha Chachama, Sarah Bas Usher, was the one who resolved this question. Imagine, at that time, how much she knew. All this discussion we have now, she was fully aware of, she was very learned, was on the elders in her city, and she is the one that resolved this question for them. It is permissible for us, she said, to surrender Sheva ben Bichri, because he is a rebel who deserves death anyhow. Since he is as good as dead, why should all these innocent Jews in the city die for his sake? Without even saving his life either, he's going to die anyhow if Yoav breaks in. This was her assistance where she got the people of the city to agree, and this is what saved the lives of the Jews in the city.